Welcome to step two and congratulations. You've now completed your own personal financial statement and you're ready to start your plan.
You've also been through the toughest part of the course. I promise you, it gets lots more fun, lots more exciting, and you have taken the critical first step needed. Congratulations. That's really a big accomplishment. And by the way, that's the step that most people never take. You've done it. Good job.
We're ready to start too, and that's setting up your financial goals. Your financial goals will be unique for you. Only you can decide what fits into your future. What we're going to try and do is give you some examples, things that you might be able to relate to, people's stories that might tell you exactly what you want for your life. One might not sound the right way for you. Another one, you may hear the most perfect analogy that you can relate to, and it may be the way for you to get started on your own path. Some of the goals that you might have is you may be very much on the left side of the cash flow quadrant. You might be an employee, and your goal may be to start moving towards the right side of the quadrant. We're going to talk about ways that you can do that. Your goal may be just to get out of debt. But most of all, if you remember in part two, there are many different kinds of financial plans. You have to figure out, do you want a plan for security? Do you want to have a plan for comfort? Or do you want to have a plan to be rich? That's your decision. But we're going to help you figure out a way to reach each of those plans.
It's interesting, Sharon, that everyone's goals are different, just like everyone's circumstances are different. And that's why one of the next parts of this goal setting is to do an analysis of where you are. Now, remember, you've already done your financial statement, and there is a story in those numbers. Remember, Rich Dad told us that the story is in the numbers. Well, what is your story? We have some tips for you to use when you're analyzing your own financial statement so you can learn how you can achieve those goals and what steps you need to take next.
That's right, Diane. We're going to help you determine what is your cash flow pattern. Right now, do you have the cash flow pattern of the poor, middle class, or the rich person? And where do you want to be? How can you get from where you are today to where you want to be in 5 years? How much of your money do you keep? Remember, Rich Dad said, it's not how much money you make, it's how much you keep that matters. Thirdly, does your money work for you? Remember, we talked about earned income versus passive and portfolio. One essential part of your plan will be to increase your passive and portfolio income so your assets are working for you. Next, we're going to calculate what's your net income. We're going to take your total income less the amount of tax that you pay, and we'll use that later. Next, we're going to figure out how much do you spend on housing. Do you know the national average mortgage bankers, lenders, they're looking for 33 to 35%, no more than that for you to be spending on your housing. It's going to be a great measure. If you're spending more than that, that needs to be part of your plan to get that back in line between 33% to 35%. Next, we're going to look at what part of your assets, now here comes the tough one, are due debts. Now remember, your banker calls them assets, Rich Dad doesn't. So if you have 100% of your assets are due debts, we may want to try and move that percentage down a little bit.
By the way, I'm going to state again that both Sharon and I really like doodads. So it's not to say that doodads are wrong. What we're doing here is looking at the percentage of what you own is held in doodads. And in fact, doodads can be a terrific motivator for getting you to move forward. Rich Dad doesn't tell you to cut back and live frugally. Rich Dad tells you to expand your means. The rest of this program helps you learn how to do that.
We are not into cutting up our credit cards, believe me, but I want to make sure that I use my credit cards to help me, not hurt me. Then we're going to look at what is your return on your assets, not doodads, assets. What is your overall return on your assets and how can we get that higher or how can we make it even exist? More passive and portfolio income. Last but not least, we're going to calculate how wealthy are you? And remember, we calculate wealthy in time, not money.
That may be one of the most unique pieces that you're going to learn through the Rich Dad program here, is wealth is frequently in our society a number. It's you're a millionaire, you're a multimillionaire, you're a billionaire. And yet, how many multimillionaires have you heard of that suddenly go bankrupt? They're not very wealthy, are they? No, the true key is how long will your money last you? That's the measure of wealth. And we have a way to show you to measure in time how wealthy you are, not in a number.
Absolutely, Diane. In fact, Diane referred to our game Cashflow 101. The goal for getting out of the rat race in that game is to build your passive and portfolio income to increase to the point where it exceeds your monthly expenses. Then you can quit your job and maintain your style of living. That's when you reach infinite wealth. Your assets support you. You have the ability to stop working and have a lot of time with your family and your friends and to benefit your community.